Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in, Bill Ryan. Thanks for being here today to talk about cybersecurity. We don't talk enough about this until, of course, it happens, that the grid is attacked or there's, you know, an allegation of that. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, Dawn. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, very important topic, and you're right. It's not discussed as much as we'd like it to be on a regular basis.
You know, I know that there have been times in our region, I remember even in Bucks County, not necessarily in Philadelphia, but we have heard, for example, people's 911 systems were hacked or that it was an alleged cyber attack. And even sometimes when something goes wrong, and we think, uh-oh, it's the Russians, you know, and we'll just say that as kind of a joke, but kind of a worry. But right now, you know, we keep reading these statistics that these kinds of attacks are increasing. And so the question is, you know, what are we doing about it at the government level and working? How does that work? You work with the private sector to try to protect us in this, you know, relatively newer age of cybersecurity concerns.
Yeah, Dawn, that's right. You hit it on the head. We do work with the private sector, the public sector, and we put out things that we hope individuals will latch onto as well to help better protect them in the cyber world. CISA, our main mission is critical infrastructure protection. So we go out and work with public and private sector stakeholders or partners. And that critical infrastructure I mentioned can be anything you can think of, from energy to healthcare to communications to commercial facilities, things we use and rely on every day. We go out and work with them. We have, you mentioned the region, Region 3. Mm-hmm. Our regional office is in Philadelphia. We have a staff there, and we have security advisors that are placed around that entire region you mentioned, living where they work. So they get to know the stakeholders, get to know the partners, the owners and operators of that infrastructure. And you mentioned Region 3. There's 9 other regions like that around the country. So we cover the whole country like that with 10 regions altogether. And of course, we have our headquarters in the Washington, D.C. area. But we're doing things like assessments, vulnerability assessments, trying to figure out where somebody may be vulnerable, a system, an asset, a building may be vulnerable, both physical and cyber. I know cyber is our topic today. We're looking at we do training to help mm-hmm. folks become how to protect themselves, help them run exercises, and support all kinds of events, et cetera. So we're out there doing that regularly with the owners and operators of the infrastructure that we rely on. But there are obviously during the holiday time here, there are things that individuals can do as well to protect themselves.
Yeah, and we'll get through those. And I just, you know, was looking at some of these. And I'm, you know, obviously we're talking on a bigger scale. We all in our workplaces, we have to go through and it's just, it's gruesome when you have to go through some of the training, you know, and like not to fall for the phishing scam and the malware stuff. But really I'm talking about bigger type of cybersecurity risks. One of them I think of is, remember the U.S. Library of Congress? There was a hack there. We always hear about Chinese-backed hackers and Russian. And even with regard to elections, I think there were some data breaches in medical companies and financial companies. But for you, you know, what can people do? And that's part of the awareness campaign that I think, you know, CISA is looking at, to say we all need to think about this top of mind. But what advice are you giving out to people just in your everyday life to make sure, you know, to try and work together so these things don't happen?
Yes. So back to everything you mentioned, Dawn, you were right on the money. The larger institutions, the larger attacks, the more grand scale attacks, those folks I mentioned, those advisors, go right out and talk through all the different options for consideration that bigger companies and assets have to make themselves safer. So when we bring that down to an individual level, as we are online trying to buy our gifts for the holidays, things like multi-factor authentication that we hear about a lot, but maybe we don't necessarily employ, updating your software, turning on automatic updates on your computer for your software to be automatically updated to protect you. Mm-hmm. Thinking on that, you mentioned we all worry about what we're clicking on. I mean, there are really expertly put together fake links and websites that come across your email. And you wouldn't know it unless you were really looking for one letter off or mm-hmm. or just something that looked askew. And there's nothing wrong with picking up the phone and calling that institution. Say it's your bank, for instance. Banks get those calls because people do worry about people asking them for things, posing as their bank. And then using strong passwords, right? Don't make it easy for somebody to, you mentioned hacks, don't make it easy for somebody to discover your password, hack into an account of yours, and make life a little tougher for you.
Yeah. Well, and is ransomware still the number one cybersecurity threat?
Ransomware is really big for us. Yeah, we do a lot of work with companies to try to prevent ransomware and even notify them when we think that they may be vulnerable to a ransomware attack. We've got programs in place and tools and resources in place to do that. So yes, ransomware is a huge concern of ours, and that's something we're doing literally every day with companies, corporations, assets around the country.
And what about the use of social media? So, thinking about social media, whether it's Facebook especially, because I sometimes see those warnings through social media, or you're saying clicking on things on your email. Is that something you're seeing, that they actually approach people as if they know them through social media?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point to bring up. I mean, it's not hard to become a victim of these scams. Criminal in nature. What we mentioned before on the larger scale, as you mentioned as well, could be country-sponsored, state-sponsored. But when you get down to the individual level, a lot of these are criminal activities. And yes, social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is that mm-hmm. you're using, they do come across with advertisements for sales or for discounts, and next thing you know, you're clicking on that, and I know people personally in my family that have been fallen victim to it. Yeah, and it's not hard to do, and you're clicking. If it looks too good to be true, it usually is.
Yeah.
And you start feeling that sense that, hey, something might be a little off here. So really think about that and look at the source before you click, because once you click and you let something into your domain that you don't want around, it definitely can get more difficult for you at that point.
Yeah, and don't forget gaming, streaming, entertainment. I have teenage sons, and so we have to make sure, right, that everything's secure, because sometimes on those streaming devices. But as far as CISA, earlier I had mentioned, attacks on things like a 911 system or an electric grid, the water, right, the water departments and all of that, that's concerning as well, especially the 911 system, that kind of a hack to wreak havoc and not allow people to call for emergency help. How does CISA help keep us safe from those types of, and that's a terror attack, isn't it, if they attack your grid like that or a 911 system?
Well, it could be, depending upon who the actor is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the larger scale instances like that, we do go out and we do these assessments, right? And we will talk to the owners and operators, sit down with a lengthy assessment questionnaire and tour of the facility, and really look at what if it's a physical nature or tour of the facility, if it's cyber nature, which we're talking about now, it's more what their system's about. Physical and cyber, I've mentioned them both because they're interconnected. It's very hard to look at physical security and cybersecurity separately anymore. And so when you're going out to one of these, we call them lifeline infrastructures, like water or energy or communications or healthcare, or transportation, the physical and cyber connectivity is big. And we're looking at those from an adversary standpoint, right? We're asking questions and looking at those from an adversary standpoint to see how their systems are protected in the cyber world, where we think there could be some options. We call them options for consideration, options we could give them to reduce their risk from one of these nation state terrorist or even criminal attacks and just bolster their security and resilience against them.
Yeah, I was looking at the latest one, Finastra Data Breach, London-based company, one of the largest financial companies tech companies in the world have this huge data breach. I mean, that's all your financial information and just volumes that they dump to the dark web, and you have no idea. Oh my goodness. You know, that's really terrifying for people.
Oh, it is. No question. And you know, as we continue on in this cyber life, right, in this cyber world, we have data stored in a number of different places, obviously. And so it's in all of our best interest, not only to protect ourselves, but it's specifically going out with these larger corporations to try to help them protect themselves. You know, it's all non-regulatory. We're not going out and regulating these folks. We're going out and showing up and giving them a service to help them protect themselves and give them those options that we have using the resources and tools that we have and the expertise we have in the regions out there across the country and in our headquarters as well, obviously.
Bill Ryan, I hope you come back from CISA, or Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Thank you so much for being here today. And it's just, it should be top of mind for all of us. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn. I really appreciate you having me. CISA.gov, if anybody wants to review any best practices, CISA.gov. And Dawn, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.